Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind, 'cause I've got faith of the heart. Go.
Russell Watson and Faith of the Heart. And this is Until You Walk the Path, You Don't Know Where It Goes. I'm Teresa Chase. And today I was supposed to be hosting Patty Dubbs Gross, and we were going to be talking about the benefits and the healing abilities of dogs. And we got our wires crossed somewhere, and so you just got me. So I am going to do the best that I can and just chat, because that is the mystery, the beauty, and the wonder of live radio. You gotta be prepared for anything and everything. And so I will be just punting. So I will be chatting about whatever comes to mind, playing a little music, and seeing where it goes. I originally started this show back in 2009, and it was one of those things where the universe kept prodding and greatly suggesting that it would be good for me. But back in college, I had a horrible experience with radio. It was part of an audio class. And to say that I crashed and burned is being generous to myself, because it was pretty awful. Even in hindsight, where things get, you know, the edges get smoothed off, it was not a good thing. And for that reason, I just shied away from radio. But I took up the universe's challenge and started the show. And those first couple of episodes were dreadful. The first one was horrible, but I hung in there. And on that first show, another host from Blog Talk, whose name has long been forgotten, she's still in the archive on the show. She came on and, you know, basically verbally held my hand and talked me through the show. And things got better. When you try new things, you're not going to be perfect first time out. And you just have to cut yourself some slack. And that's one of the things that I've learned over the years on a lot of things, is that you just can't give up first time out. You know, new things are new things, and you will never be perfect first time out of the gate. And if you believe in yourself, though, and have the courage to laugh at yourself and to pick yourself up, that's what counts. So that, I guess that's why the reasoning behind the hiccup with, you know, the schedule. Life will, always throws us curves, and it's how we react to them. You can get mad and pitch a bitch, and, you know, or you can basically laugh at it and keep on going. So today and from the, henceforth, I am choosing to laugh at it and keep moving forward. An example of this is yesterday I got delivered a box that I wasn't expecting. It is a very heavy box. It smells, it's stuck in my entrance way. It was supposed to go to somebody else. Why Lightning Source sent it to me, I don't know. So yesterday, I had a bit of a cow because I had this smelly box that I didn't know what to do with. And had a snit, called, raised a bitch, did no good. So today I called, and hopefully sometime in the near future, they're going to get it out of my house. I rather suspect they needed to fix one of their presses. So, yeah, it's up to them. If they want their presses to work, they'll come get their part. So, anyway, I am going to be playing music, and the first piece is a really good message for today. It's by George Harrison, and it's called Here Comes the Sun.
Comes the sun, I say, it's alright.
which is kind of appropriate for today. Even when it's raining, and this is going to sound really schmaltzy, if you choose to see the beauty of the rain, you can see the rainbow that the rain and the sun create. And so that's a little schmaltzy, but hey, you know, I'm punting here. And there is this wise gentleman who lives out in California, and he, 3 times a week, he delivers spiritual and loving messages. And his name is Alan Fostrell, and his blog is called Whispers in My Ear. And the message he sent out today is very apropos of what's going on for me. And the message for today is, freedom is found when you acknowledge the past and then release it. Freedom is found when you dream of the future but do not attempt to live there. Freedom is always found now when you accept the moment for what it is. So that's the radio show today. I'm accepting the moment for what it is and blessing it with gratitude, because I'm getting a chance to heal the old wound and really take back my power, which is wonderful. I have done so much with my life, and I am proud of what I've done. I'm a writer, I'm a producer, I'm an editor. But more importantly, I am a strong, independent woman who really has chosen to stand in my own power. And yes, back in college, I crashed and burned. But many moons later, here I am on the air by myself, punting because my guest didn't show up. And I'm having a good time, and I'm proud of myself. When we're in our challenges, it's really hard to see how much we've grown. It's only in hindsight and taking that step backward to really see ourselves and what we've accomplished that's important. We are producing several projects, 2 feature films and a TV series. And the TV series is called Horses and Heroes. It's a reality TV series that is not like any of the genre. It doesn't promote bad behavior. It endorses and supports healing and positive forward movement. We're combining equine therapy with peer support to help veterans face their ghosts down and restart their lives. They can't go back and be the person that they were before they went to war. That person's gone. But they can rebuild their lives and still have a good life if they get past the ghost and face down the pain. Ghosts, whether it's one haunting in your house or an evil entity, stalking you, they only have power if you fear them. It's that fear that gives them power. So what we're helping them do is find the courage within themselves just one more time to take their lives back. And we are looking for a corporation who believes the same thing. We want a corporation who wants to be a hero for our heroes. And we're combining an old and a new way of product placement. It's a cross-branding sponsorship. So we are looking for somebody who wants to make a difference for our vets. Our 2 other projects are feature films. These projects are the first of many. Never Can Say Goodbye is comparable to Ghost and the Others. And although we can't guarantee a profit, we can guarantee that we're going to make the investors proud. And because it's based on a new story with a strong script and experienced and emerging talent, it's very likely it's going to do very well. And then Eye of Ra is an occult horror that's comparable to The Exorcist and Amityville Horror. It's a new project. It's scary. It's not for, if you're faint of heart, you may want to pass on it. But it's also based on a solid script built on character and plot rather than grossing you out. If you're into seeing internal body parts and blood all over the place, you're probably not going to like it, because it's about people and their fears and their hopes and their guilts and how they have the courage to face them. So in a lot of ways, all my projects have the same theme. There are going to be more projects down the road, but that's what we're talking about now. So we are about diversity. We are about inclusion. But more importantly, we're about characters and plot. And that's a shameless self-promotion for this section. And so now I'm going to go to Pat Benatar and Invincible.
Yeah.
is Until You Walk the Path, You Don't Know Where It Goes. I'm Teresa Chase. I know this, the schedule says Patty Dobbs Gross and I would be talking about the benefits of canine therapy and animal-assisted therapy, but there seems to be a snafu, and Patty was unable to appear, so I am punting. And doing a little shameless self-promotion. This past weekend was the Dark Shadows' 50th anniversary, and most of the original cast, or the surviving original cast, was at this wonderful convention in New York, and I really was tapping my heels together and looking for my fairy godmother to arrange for me to go, but evidently I needed to be home. So I bring it up because Dark Shadows was a major influence in my life. They didn't have a budget. By today's standards, they had no special effects. Back then, were able to use some of the more current, like the green or blue screen, depending on your point of view. But it was pretty much live on stage, and there was very little effects. But yet they did it magnificently, because they had the talent in front of and behind the cameras. They had excellent writers. And they changed my life as well as many people's lives. They were the original ones who laid the groundwork for today's paranormal and vampires or werewolves or ghosts. And they played a major part in my writer's development. And so I want to thank them for that. I was very blessed that David Selby and Catherine Leigh Scott appeared on my show, and it's still in the archive. And so, it's there if you want to go back and look for it. But they did amazing things. And I am, I'm very proud that I could grow from their work. And I would really like to write and produce another movie. The one that was done a few years ago was dreadful. It was a parody of the series, and it was dreadful. I want to go back to the gothic horror and use the original characters and pick up where the writers left off, and that's the goal. So, Fairy Godmother, could you help make it happen? I know the actors are ready, willing, and able. We just need powers to put those gears into motion. So, anyway, the half hour has flown by, and I'm please look me up on Facebook, Teresa Chase, Chaze, but you can also find our projects there if you'd like to learn more about it. Never Can Say Goodbye, Horses and Heroes, and Eye of Ra are all there. They've got their pages. Please, go over, like them, ask questions. If you're a Dark Shadows fan, like I am, you will really like Never Can Say Goodbye and Eye of Ra. So I'm going to let Tina Turner sing us out of the half hour with I Might Have Been Queen. Thank you very much. We will reschedule Patty Dobbs Gross and talk about animal-supported therapy, especially working with dogs, at a later date. So thank you very much for hanging in there with me, and I'll talk to you next time.
Stop.